কলেজ টুসলা প্রভাদ এন গুরু মহারাজেস, দিস ইজ অঞ্জনা গোপিকা দেবীদাসী।
হরে কৃষ্ণ।
হরে কৃষ্ণ প্রভুজি, হরে কৃষ্ণ। উই আর রিডিং চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত টুডে। হে, টুডেজ ক্লাস ইজ গিভেন বাই হিজ গ্রেস হরি পার্ষদ প্রভু। উই আর রিডিং ফ্রম চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত অন্ত্য লীলা 14.41 অনওয়ার্ডস। প্রভুজি প্লিজ টেক ওভার দ্য কল।
থ্যাংক ইউ সো মাচ মাতাজি ফর কাইন্ডলি ইনভাইটিং মি হিয়ার টুডে টু স্পিক সামথিং অন শ্রী চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত অন্ত্য লীলা 14th চ্যাপ্টার ভার্স নম্বর 41 অনওয়ার্ডস। আই এম ভেরি থ্যাংকফুল টু অল দ্য মেম্বার্স অফ ভক্তি সঙ্গ জাপা কনফারেন্স দ্যাট দে হ্যাভ কাইন্ডলি ইনভাইটেড মি হিয়ার টু স্পিক সামথিং অন দিস টপিক। সো টুডেজ পার্টিকুলার টপিক ইজ কল্ড দ্য ইয়োগী অফ গৌরাস মাইন্ড অ্যান্ড ইট ইস বেসড অন চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত অন্ত্য লীলা 14th চ্যাপ্টার 41st ভার্স অনওয়ার্ডস। বিফোর উই বিগিন আওয়ার স্ট্যান্ডার্ড প্র্যাকটিস ইজ টু অফার মঙ্গলাচরণ প্রেয়ার্স। সো আই উইল অলসো অফার মঙ্গলাচরণ প্রেয়ার্স অল অফ ইউ কাইন্ডলি সিং অলং উইথ মি। ওম জ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতাম য়েন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ। শ্রীচৈতন্যমনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম য়েন ভূতলে সোয়ম রূপঃ কদা মহ্যম দদাতি স্বপদান্তিকম। বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরো শ্রীয়ুতপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগ্রজাতম সহগণ রঘুনাথান্বিতম তম সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজন সহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণ পাদান সহগণ ললিতা শ্রী বিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ। নমো বিষ্ণুপাদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামিনিতি নামিনে। নমস্তে সারস্বতে দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্য দেশ তারিণে। নমো মহাপদান্যায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম্নে গৌরত্যুষে নমঃ। হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধো দীনবন্ধো জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধা কান্ত নমোস্তুতে। তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়ে। বাঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্য এব চ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি জয়। নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি গৌর। সো ওয়ান্স অগেন থ্যাংক ইউ ভেরি মচ টু অল দ্য ডিয়ার ডিভোটিজ অ্যাট ভক্তি সঙ্গা জপ কনফারেন্স। এসপেশালি আই উড লাইক টু থ্যাংক হর গ্রেস প্রীতি বিলাসিনী মাতাজি, হর গ্রেস কীর্তিদা সুন্দরী মাতাজি ফর কাইন্ডলি ইনভাইটিং মি হিয়ার টুডে টু স্পিক অন দিস টপিক। টুডে উইল ট্রাই টু কভার ভার্সেস 41 to 51 বিকজ ইটস ডিফিকাল্ট সাবজেক্ট ম্যাটার। ইটস ডিলিং উইথ মহাপ্রভুজ দিব্য উন্মাদ ইন গম্ভীরা। বাট বিফোর উই বিগিন দ্যার ইজ সমথিং দ্যাট উই শুড আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অ্যাবাউট the place in which Mahaprabhu is staying in Jagannath Puri. In his final years of life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in a place named Gambhira. And for a long time, I tried to find what is the meaning of the term Gambhira. And the general meaning is something very serious, Gambhir. So it's a feminine name, Gambhira. But I was trying to find a more specific meaning of the term Gambhira. After many years of looking into various dictionaries, I found a commentary on the Amarkosh. And in that commentary, it was a handwritten manuscript. In that manuscript, this following definition of Gambhira, which we can see on our screens, was present. So it's handwritten. It says Gambhira means Gamane Bhiyam Rati Iti. So the term Gambhira is formed using Gam, Bhi, and Ra, three verbal roots. Gamane, Gamane means whenever there is the thought of Krishna going away. Bhiyam Rati, she expresses great fear. Therefore, her name is Gambhira. And then the commentary said Radha. So actually, the term Gambhira is another name for Srimati Radharani. Gamane, so the Gam comes from Gamane. Bhi comes from Bhiyam. And Ra comes from Rati. Gamane Bhiyam Rati Iti Gambhira Radha. So this is the name of Srimati Radharani. And a very sweet meaning of Gambhira was thus found. So Gambhira is nothing but another name of Srimati Radharani, where Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he is experiencing Divya Unmad, or it's a very high degree of separation from Krishna, in which there are so many bodily transformations, and those are described in this particular chapter. But before we begin, I would like to give a summary of this entire chapter. So this 14th chapter will describe Divya Unmad, condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Divya Unmad is transcendental madness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this chapter, it is described how one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking rest. He was sleeping. And in that state of rest, he saw a dream where Rasa Leela was going on. So naturally, since he is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, so he saw in his dream the entire Rasa dance was going on, and he saw Krishna there. And in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he felt that he had attained Krishna. So after he felt that, he was continuing to dream like this, but it was getting late in the morning. So his servant Govinda woke him up. So as soon as he woke Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up, Mahaprabhu felt greatly distressed, because in his dream he was having this feeling of Rasa Leela, this entire dream of Rasa Leela. So even though he woke up and he carried out his morning duties, but still he was absorbed in that particular Leela. So then he finished his morning duties and he went to the temple of Lord Jagannath. There too, his avesh of that Rasa Leela continued. And he was still in Vrindavan, even though he was standing in front of Lord Jagannath. So in that Jagannath Murti, he was seeing his Vrindavan, Shyam Sundar. And then suddenly one incident happened that an elderly lady from Orissa, she tried to climb upon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder in order to get a darshan of Lord Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu's servant Govinda, she tried to stop the lady. When Mahaprabhu suddenly noticed this, he stopped Govinda and said, "Let the lady take darshan of Jagannath. She has so much devotion towards Jagannath, which I do not have." At this point of time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slightly came in external consciousness and started seeing Jagannath as, you know, Dwarikanath. And then he started feeling that he had come far away from Vrindavan, because previously, before the lady stepped upon him, he was thinking that he is in Vrindavan and Jagannath is Shyam Sundar. But after this incident, he realized that, you know, he is no longer in Vrindavan, and he started experiencing separation from Vrindavan. So he felt depressed, and after that he came back to Gambhira and started crying. So his mind was so absorbed in Krishna Lila at that point of time, in separation, that he started, you know, uttering these words of madness, and he started describing his mind as a Kapalik yogi. So this is a very interesting section, and it has very deep meanings hidden within it. This entire section begins with a Sanskrit verse composed by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and then there are many Bengali verses which are used to further elaborate upon that original Sanskrit verse. So we will see that Sanskrit verse, and then we will see all the Bengali verses that Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written in order to elaborate upon that mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But first and foremost, our meaning of Gambhira is clear in front of us. Gamane bhiyam rati iti Gambhira sacha Radha. So it is another name of Srimati Radharani. Our today's verse is in front of us. I hope all of you are able to see it on the screen. I will try to recite the verse and then the synonyms and translation. And there is a single line purport to it by Srila Prabhupada. We'll read the purport and then we'll try to move ahead. प्राप्त प्रणष्टाच्युत वित्त आत्मा ययौ विषादो जित देह गेह गृहीत कापालिक धर्म को मे वृंदावनम सेन्द्रिय शिष्य वृंद. सो दिस इज द ओरिजिनल वर्स. दिस इज 41st वर्स. द वर्ड फॉर वर्ड इज एज फॉलोस. प्राप्त अचीव्ड. प्रणष्ट lost. Achyuta, Krishna. Vittaha, the treasure. Atma, mind. Yayau, went. Vishada, by lamentation. Ujjita, given up. Deha, geha, body and home. Grihita, accepted. Kapalika, dharmakaha, the religious principles of a Kapalik yogi. A kind of mendicant. Me, my. Vrindavanam, to Vrindavan. Sa, with. Indriya, senses. Shishya Vrindaha, disciples. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Kuchai. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, at first, my mind somehow achieved the treasure of Krishna, but it again lost him. Therefore, it gave up my body and home because of lamentation and accepted the religious principles of a Kapalik yogi. Then my mind went to Vrindavan with its disciples, my senses. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says this verse is clearly metaphorical. So, there is a single line purport. Now, we'll try to understand this verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I said, in the morning he was experiencing the mood of being present in the Rasalila. And suddenly, when that incident with the lady from Orissa happened, then what happened is he came to external consciousness and he realized that he is no longer in Vrindavan. When he realized that he is no longer in Vrindavan, at that point of time, he became extremely depressed. And when he became extremely depressed, then when he came back to Gambhira, then he started exhibiting what is known as Divya Unmad. Now, Divya Unmad is described in Ujjval Nilamani, in the Sthayi Bhav Prakaran. Udgurna, Chitra, Jalpa, Adhyastad, Bheda, Bhavo, Mata. There are many divisions of Divya Unmad. Udghurna, Chitra Jalpa, etc. So Udghurna, Chitra Jalpa means, you know, muttering if something which doesn't make any sense, and you know, speaking words which have a very deep meaning sometimes. So these are all symptoms of Divya Unmad or transcendental madness, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was experiencing the same. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing this, so what he said has been specified in the form of a verse here. Prapta and then pranashta. So prapta means I first attained something. Pranashta means then it was lost. What was that? Achyuta Vitta, the treasure of Lord Achyuta, or that is Krishna. So I had attained the treasure of Krishna, but then I again lost it. So he is referring to his dream state. When he was dreaming about Rasalila, in that dream he had attained Prapta and then Pranashta, I again lost him. Achyuta Vitta, my treasure of Krishna. And Atma, so my Atma here is used for mind. So my Atma or my mind, Yayau, my mind thus left home. And where did it go? No, Vishad Ujjita Deha Geha. My mind, due to Vishad, due to lamentation, Ujjita, it gave up Deha Geha, the home of my body. So my mind gave up the home of my body and it took upon the role of a Kapalik Yogi. Now what's a Kapalik Yogi? That also we will see. And where did it go? Vrindavanam, Sa Indriya Shishya Vrinda, along with its disciples, all the 10 senses in the body. There are 10 senses being controlled by the 11th, which is the mind. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that when I had attained the treasure of Lord Krishna, I lost him. Because I lost him, my mind became so depressed. It has left the shelter of my body. And now it has become like a Kapalik Yogi roaming everywhere in Vrindavan, along with its disciples, the 10 senses of my body. So what he is trying to tell very clearly here is that my mind is no longer within my body. My mind is running behind Vrindavan Krishna, whom I had attained, but then I lost him again. So this feeling of separation is known as viraha. And what is happening here is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing the various stages of viraha. There are 10 stages of separation from Krishna. There are 10 stages of viraha from Krishna. These stages we should first note in order to understand what is happening here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the morning was experiencing union. But union is one bank of the river of love. And now he has come to another bank of the river of love, which is separation. So now he is experiencing separation from Krishna. And these 10 stages of separation are described in the Ujjval Nilamani as follows. Chintatra jagaro dvego tanavam malinangata pralapo vyadhirunmado moho mrityur dashadasha. Dasha, 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 10 stages of separation are what? First is chinta. Chinta means anxiety, that I have lost my beloved. This is the first stage of separation from Krishna. Second is jagara. Jagara means wakefulness. One doesn't fall asleep. Srimati Radharani doesn't experience any sleep. All her sleep is lost. Third is udvega. Udvega means mental agitation. Fourth is tanavam, also known as tanuta, thinness of body. Fifth is malinangata. Malinangata means uncleanliness of body due to lying down in the dust. Malinangata. Sixth is pralapa. Pralapa means talking like a mad person. Seventh is vyadhi, experiencing diseases such as high fever. Eighth is unmad. Unmad is madness. In high fever, a person becomes mad and starts blabbering something. Ninth is moha, that is falling into illusion. And tenth is mrityu, death. Of course, mrityu doesn't actually happen, because if mrityu happens, her separation will end forever. But mrityu doesn't come to her, she is almost on the verge of mrityu or death. Then these 10 are known as the dasha dasha, or 10 stages of separation from Bhagavan Shri Krishna. So we should understand these 10 stages theoretically, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to now tell us what has happened to his mind. So dear devotees, without any further delay, let's move ahead and see what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying about his mind. Prapta ratna haraiya tar guna sangariya Mahaprabhu santape vevala Raya swaruper kantadari Kahe ha ha hari hari Dairya gera haila chapala. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is now speaking the words of Mahaprabhu in simpler Bengali language. So the same Sanskrit verse he is elaborating upon using Bengali verses. He is saying, Prapta Ratna Haraiya. So I had attained a ratna, I had attained a jewel, but Haraiya, I again lost it. See the distress of not gaining a jewel is not so much, but the distress of gaining a jewel and then losing it is extreme. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Prapta Ratna Haraya. So I had attained the jewel of Krishna in my dream, but I lost him. And Tara Guna Sangariya. And remembering his gunas, his qualities. Gunas here means all of his sweetness, you know, all of his associates, all the eternal divine qualities of Krishna. Mahaprabhu santape vibhala. Mahaprabhu felt extreme distress in his heart. Raya swarupera kanthadhari. So just like Srimati Radharani, when she would be distressed, she would call both her sakhis, that is Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi. Now Raya Ramanand is Vishakha Sakhi and Swarup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi. So he called both of them and he was putting both his hands on both of their shoulders, and Kanthadhari in this way holding both of them close to him. Kahe ha ha hari hari. He started lamenting and saying, alas, hari hari. Dhairya gela haila chapala. You know, all my composure is lost. My mind has become extremely fickle now that I have lost Krishna. So, why did this all happen once again? Because in the night he was dreaming about Rasalila. The morning Govinda woke him up and the dream broke. But still he was in that mood. And finally when he went to the temple at Jagannath Puri, that he came to external consciousness and then he felt that he had lost Krishna. So this is the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Having lost his acquired gem, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with lamentation by remembering his attributes. Then grasping the necks of Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he cried, alas, where is my Lord Hari? Where is Hari? Finally, he became restless and lost all patience. So at this point of time, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramanand, they are trying to console him by singing various songs of union. Why? Because he is experiencing such deep separation. So they are trying to bring him back to the embankment of union. But somehow he is not coming very easily to that embankment again. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further keeps describing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Shuna Bandhava Krishner Madhuri Yar Lobhe Mora Mana Chari Loka Veda Dharma Yogi Haya Haila Bekari. He says, Shuna Bandhava Krishner Madhuri. My dear friends, he is saying to Rai Ramanand and Swarup Damodar Goswami, सुन कृष्णेर माधुरी, हियर ऑफ कृष्ण स्वीटनेस। यार लोभे मोरा मन, बिकॉज ऑफ लोभ, बिकॉज ऑफ इंटेंस ग्रीड फॉर दैट स्वीटनेस, माई माइंड छाड़ी, इट हैज गिवन अप लोक वेद धर्म, ऑल सोशल एंड वेदिक रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स। योगी हैया एंड इट हैज बिकम अ योगी हैला भिकारी, एंड इट हैज टेकन टू द प्रोफेशन ऑफ बेगिंग। सो दिस इज वॉट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज सेइंग। सो श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज ट्राइंग टू डिस्क्राइब यू नो कृष्णास क्वालिटीज टू बोथ ऑफ हिज क्लोज एसोसिएट्स, बट ही इज अनेबल टू डिस्क्राइब देम बिकॉज डिस्क्राइबिंग कृष्णास क्वालिटीज इज लाइक मुंह का स्वाद अनवत। लाइक अ पर्सन हु कैनॉट स्पीक एनीथिंग ट्राइज टू डिस्क्राइब यू नो वॉट अ स्वीट रसगुल्ला और वॉट अ स्वीट गुलाब जामुन ही हैड, दैट पर्सन कैनॉट स्पीक बिकॉज ही इज स्पीच डिसेबल्ड। सो इट इज कॉल्ड मूक आस्वादनवत। अ पर्सन हु टेस्टेड समथिंग वेरी स्वीट बट इज अनेबल टू डिस्क्राइब। सो ही सेज मोरा मन योगी हैया हैला भिकारी। सो माई माइंड हैज नाउ टेकन टू द प्रोफेशन ऑफ बेगिंग एंड इट हैज बिकम अ योगी। Now, there are many types of yogis, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is specifically indicating a Kapalik yogi. These yogis are yogis mainly from the Kapali Sampradaya. Some of them are from the Nath Sampradaya. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has seen such yogis during his travels in India. So he's saying, he's comparing his mind to a Kapalik yogi. And we will see how he tries to draw similarities between his mind and a Kapali yogi. Moving ahead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to describe his mind as Kapalik yogi. So we can see a painting of a Kapalik yogi. See, this is a Kapalik yogi. You can see in his ears, they wear a ring made out of conch shell. A white conch shell. So usually they pierce their ears to an extreme degree, and therefore they are also known as Kan Phat yogis, or yogis who have torn apart their ear lobes. So they wear these huge earrings made out of white conch shells, and they usually wear tiger skin, or they wear some kambal, they wear some blanket, black colored blanket, and they carry a bag around their shoulders. So they also sometimes have a special stick with them in the form of a trishul, in the form of a trident. So these are what are known as Kapalik yogis. They also have a bowl for begging and for eating, so they carry a bowl along with them. So these are known as Kapalik yogis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to give a metaphorical description of his mind as a Kapalik yogi. So it's not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken to the life of a Kapalik yogi. He is describing his mind as a Kapalik yogi, and it's a purely metaphorical comparison. So let's see. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, कृष्णलीलामण्डल शुद्धशङ्खकुण्डल गाडिया छे सुखकारिकर सेई कुण्डल काणे परी कृष्णलौ थाली धरी आशा झोली कांधेर उपर। So he says, Krishna Leela Mandala. Mandala means the entire set. So the entire set of Krishna Leela is like Shuddha Shankha Kundala. It is like the Kundala, the earring made out of pristine white conch shell. And my mind, which is like a yogi. So his mind is like a yogi, a Kapalik yogi. And all Kapalik yogis wear this white conch shell earring around their ears. So this Krishna Leela, the set of entire Krishna Leela is like this pristine white conch shell earring, which Gadi Ache Shukha Karikar. And this earring has been crafted, Gadi Ache, by Shukha Karigar, the craftsman known as Shukadev Goswami. And Sei Kundal Kanepari. For a Kapalik Yogi, there is no ornament around the ear except for this pristine white conch shell earring. So the Kapalik Yogi always wears this conch shell earring around his ear. Similarly, the yogi of my mind also constantly wears this earring of Krishna Leela, which has been crafted by the craftsman known as Shukadev Goswami. So the indication is that my mind always listens to the pastimes of Lord Krishna that are given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna Lau Uthali Dhari. So Lau is like a gourd, and that gourd, G-O-U-R-D, is used to make a thali, or it is used to make a begging bowl. So I have a begging bowl made out of Trishna. Trishna is intense eagerness to attain the Lord. So my mind is holding that begging bowl of intense eagerness. And Asha Juli Kandhera Upar. And Kandhera Upar, on my shoulders, there is a hanging bag of Asha. Asha is immense hope that someday I will attain Krishna. So he is describing his mind by giving the external symbols of a Kapalik Yogi. So this is the translation. The ring of Krishna's Ras Leela manufactured by Shukadev Goswami, the most auspicious craftsman, is as pure as an earring made from a conch shell. The yogi of my mind is wearing that earring upon his ear. From a gourd, he has carved out the bowl of my aspirations, and he has taken the bag of my expectations on his shoulder. So he is comparing Krishna Leela to that pristine earring around the yogi's ear. So this yogi is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind. And the pristine white earring is Krishna Leela. It has been crafted by Shukadev Goswami. And this yogi also has a begging bowl. That begging bowl is made out of Trishna, intense greed or intense desire to attain the Lord. And this yogi of Mahaprabhu's mind also has a jholi. It also has a bag hanging upon his shoulders. This bag is made out of Asha, or hope that someday he will attain Lord Krishna. So this Kapalik Yogi is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind. Moving ahead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chinta Kantha Uri Gai, Duli Vibhuti Malinkai, Aha Krishna Pralapa Uttara, Udvega Dvadasha Hate, Lobhera Julani Mate, Bhiksha Bhave Ekshina Kalevara. So he says, he is further describing the Kapalik Yogi. And now it becomes very clear, dear devotees. Now we have to look deeper into the verse. He says, Chinta Kantha Uri Gai. Kantha is a quilt or a blanket. Uri Gai. So this yogi of my mind, this Kapalik Yogi, is wearing a blanket of chinta. Chinta is anxiety that I have not attained Krishna. Dhuli Vibhuti. And just as Kapalik Yogis, they smear ash, dhuli, vibhuti, all over their body. Similarly, the yogi of my mind also has smeared complete ash over his body. Malinkai, so this body has become completely dirty. Haha Krishna Pralapa Uttara. And somebody asks the yogi, of my mind, what happened to you? The yogi simply says, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Ha Krishna, Pralapa Uttar. You know, it gives, it mumbles these words and doesn't give a proper reply. Because sometimes yogis, these Kapalik yogis, if you ask them something, and they will not give a straight reply. You know, sometimes you will ask a yogi a particular question and they will say, Alok Niranjan. They will do pralap. Pralap means they will speak madly. So this is what is happening here. Udvega dvadasha hate in his hand. The yogi of my mind is carrying a dvadasha. Dvadasha is a stick carried by the yogis. So the stick named dvadash, which is carried by yogis, my mind is also carrying that stick, but that stick is udvega. Udvega means agitation. Lobhera julane mathe. And all these yogis also have a turban around their head. So the yogi of my mind is also having a turban, julani mathe, and that is lobha. Lobha means greed to attain the Lord. Bhiksha bhave. But many times yogis don't get what they want. Bhiksha abhave. Shina kalevara. So the yogi of my mind has become very thin in his external appearance. So this is the translation. The yogi of my mind wears the torn quilt of chinta, anxiety, on his malin kaya, dirty body. It is covered with dust and ashes. His only words are, Alas, Krishna. He carries a rod named Dvadashadanda of distress on his wrist and wears a turban of greed on his head. Because he has not eaten anything, he is very thin. So, dear devotees, this verse appears very simple, but there are many deep meanings hidden here. This is the verse which I specifically want to highlight. Because, as I told you, separation from Krishna has 10 stages. What are the 10 stages which were described? Previously, it was described chinta. Can we see chinta here in the verse? Yes, we can see chinta. So, similarly, there is pralap, there is udvega, there is kshina kalevar, thinness of body. So, all the previously described symptoms of separation from Krishna have been personified in the description of the Kapalik Yogi that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing here. See here, I have highlighted Chinta Kantha Udhi Gai. Chinta is the blanket that I am wearing. So, Chinta is one of the stages of separation. Dhuli Vibhuti is another stage, another, you know, side effect of separation. It is called as vaivarnya. Vaivarnya means the body loses color. Malinkai, and we had also seen malinata. Malinata means dirtiness of body was another symbol of separation, another stage of separation. Haha Krishna pralapa uttar. Pralapa means mumbling, you know, random words is also another stage of separation from Krishna. Udvega dvadasha hate. That yogi is holding the stick named Udvega. So, Udvega is also another stage of separation. Lobhera julani mathe. Lobha is similar to moha. So, moha means perplexity or, you know, falling into illusion. That is also another stage of separation. Bhiksha bhave kshina kalevar. And the body has become very thin. So, Tanavam was one of the characteristics. That body becomes very thin. So, all these stages of separation which are there in Ujjwal Nilamani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing them as being parts of the body of the Kapalik Yogi. And who is that Kapalik Yogi? That Kapalik Yogi is none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very own mind. So, dear devotees, a big secret hidden in this particular verse. Now, moving ahead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't stop there. He says, Vyasa Shukadi Yogi Gana कृष्ण आत्मनिरञ्जन व्रजेतार्यतलीलागण भागवतादिशास्त्रगणे करियाचे वर्णने सेहि तर्जा पडे अनुक्षण. सो व्हाट डू योगीज डू डियर डिवोटीज? योगीज, they also have their lineage of perfected yogis. In the Nath Sampradaya, there are many, you know, Siddha yogis whom they follow. So in the Nath Sampradaya, there is Matsyendranath, Gorakshanath, Naganath, etc. So there are Navanaths, there are nine Naths. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the yogi of my mind is also following many previous perfected yogis. Who are the perfected yogis in the sampradaya in which my mind has taken initiation as a Kapalik yogi? So the perfected yogis are Vyasa, Shuk, Adi yogi gan. Vyasa Dev, Shuk Dev, etc. are the perfected yogis of this Kapalik sampradaya. And what do you meditate upon? Krishna Atma Niranjan. Just like I said, all the yogis, they say Alak Niranjan. Niranjan means, you know, without any material qualities. So Krishna is the Niranjan Atma. We are meditating upon Krishna, who doesn't have any trace of material nature in him. Vraje Tara Yata Lila Gan. And moreover, we also meditate upon whatever pastimes and activities that he carried out in Vraja. And what is the literature? Which yogic literature? Because there are many yogic literatures. Shiv Swarodaya. Or there is something also known as Siddha Siddhant Paddhati, or Goraksha Paddhati, or Hatha Yoga Pradipika. So which is your Yoga Shastra, O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the Yoga Shastra of the Kapalik Yogi of your mind? Is Bhagavat Adi Shastra Gane, Kariyache Varnane. So whatever Srimad Bhagavatam has described, you know, that is my Yoga Shastra. Sei Tarja Pade Anukshana. So, I constantly recite the tarja. Now, tarja is a very specific technical term. What is tarja? Previously, in India, when yogis used to travel from home to home begging, and they would speak in cryptic words. So, these cryptic words are known as tarja. And externally, the cryptic words may have one meaning, but internally, the meaning is completely different. For example, in the Yogi Sampradaya, they have a tarja by Kabir. So the tarja says, you know, Shri, in Hindi, there is a tarja. Shri Ram Chandra ki dulaniya ne loot liya bajar. So somebody, you know, somebody may ask a yogi, aap kaise hain? How are you? So yogi will reply in cryptic words. Shri Ramchandra ki dulaniya le loot liya bajar. So what does it mean? Externally, it means that the wife of Lord Ramachandra has looted the entire world or looted the entire marketplace. But the internal meaning is that the energy of the Supreme Lord, that is Maya, has cheated the entire world. So that is called as Tarja. Tarja means it's a cryptic poem, short cryptic poem, which the yogis recite. And ordinary people find it difficult to decrypt the meanings. So they keep thinking about that tarja after the yogi has spoken that. And sometimes they may approach another yogi in order to decode that tarja. So in this way, people become attracted to the sampradaya of Nath yogis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sei tarja pade anukshan. So I constantly keep reciting these tarjas or these cryptic words of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They are my tarja. They are my cryptic verses. So this is the translation. The great yogi of my mind always studies the poetry and discussions of Lord Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. In Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, great saintly yogis like Vyasadeva and Shukadeva Goswami have described Lord Krishna as the super soul beyond all material contamination. So, as I am saying, there is a parallel being drawn here between a Kapalik yogi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind. So, moving ahead, now before we move ahead, once again, I'd like to show the comparison. First is, this yogi of my mind is following previous perfected yogis, Vyasadeva, Shukadeva, who is meditating upon Krishna, who is Niranjan. Because the yogis like to describe their ultimate goal as Niranjan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also describes Krishna as Niranjan. And Vraje Tara Yartha Leela Gana, and all the pastimes that Krishna carried out in Vraja. And what is the perfection of Shastra used for perfection? What is the yogic Shastra? This is Bhagavat Adi Shastra Gane. Kariyache Varnane. Sai Tarja Pade Anusha. I keep reciting that Tarja. My mind keeps reciting the Tarjas or the cryptic words given in these literatures. Moving ahead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further continues describing his mind. Dashendriya Shishyakari Mahabhavla Namadhari Shishyalaya Karilagamana Muradeha Swasadara Vishay Bhoga Mahadana Sabachari Gela Vrindavana. Then he says, Dashendriya Shishyakari. So these yogis, Kapalik yogis, they also make many disciples when they travel. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the yogi of my mind has made the 10 senses, 5 Karmendriyas, 5 Gyanendriyas. So 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. Total 10 senses have been made as disciples. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that my senses are under the control of my mind. My mind is not under the control of my senses. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind is like a perfect yogi. Mahabhaula Namadhari. And this yogi of my mind has taken upon the name Mahabhaula. Greatly maddened person. Because yogis have these names, you know. Mahabhaula or, you know, Niranjan Yogi or something like that. They give themselves a name. Mahabhaula Namadhari. Shishyalaya Karila Kaman. And taking these disciples, 10 disciples, which are the 10 senses, Karila Gaman, it is traveling. And Mora Deha Swasadana Vishay Bhoga Mahadhana Sabachari. And it has completely given up my body, which was its, you know, former abode, and Vishay Bhoga, all sense enjoyment, which was the great treasure in that abode. So it has given up the association of my body, and my mind has given up the association of all sense gratification. So my mind is no longer with my body. My mind has gone to Vrindavan. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is metaphorically describing his mind as a Kapalik yogi. So the translation is as follows. The mystic yogi of my mind has assumed the name Mahabhaula, greatly mad person, and made disciples of my 10 senses. Thus, my mind has gone to Vrindavan, leaving aside the home of my body and the great treasure of material enjoyment. The purport Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compares his mind to one of the mystic yogis known as Bhaulas, who make at least 10 disciples. Next, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you know, after the yogi of my mind has gone to Vrindavan, what did it do? Vrindavane Prajagana Yatasthavar Jangama Brikshalata Grihastha Ashrame Targare Brikshatana Palamula Patrashana E Vritti Kare Shashasane. So Vrindavane Prajagane. Now it has come to the forest named Vrindavan. This Kapalik yogi of my mind has come to the forest named Vrindavan. Yata sthavar jangam. There are moving and non-moving entities here in Vrindavan. which are the non-moving entities? Vrikshalata, so the trees, the creepers, the non-moving entities, grihastha ashrame, the moving entities are all the gopas, gopis, all the devotees of the Lord who are situated in five transcendental rasas. Tar ghare bhikshatana. So the yogi of my mind goes to all these. It goes to the trees and begs for food. It goes to each and every devotee who has foods of various rasas. Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras. And it begs from each and every home in Vrindavan. Phala Moola Patrashana. And whatever phala, whatever fruits, whatever moola, whatever roots, whatever patra, whatever leaves it gets, ashana, it eats. Ei vritti kare shishyasane. So my mind along with the 10 senses is conducting these activities in Vrindavan. So my mind is no longer with my body here in Jagannath Puri. My mind has already left for Vrindavan. So translation, in Vrindavan, he means the mind, goes from door to door begging alms with all his disciples. He begs from both the moving and inert inhabitants, the citizens, the trees and the creepers. In this way, he lives on fruits, roots and leaves. Then he describes more specifically. So the disciples may be eating so many things, but what does the mind himself want? What does the guru want? Krishna guna rupa rasa gandha shabda parasa se sudha swade gopi gana asalvar grasa shashe ani panchendriya shashe se bhiksha rakhena jivana. So for the guru himself, Krishna guna ruparas, he only wants the qualities, the form, the rasa associated with Krishna. Gandha, the fragrance of Krishna. Shabda, the sound of Krishna. Parasha, the touch of Krishna. But Sei Sudha, all these nectars, Aswade Gopigan, are completely experienced only by the gopis. Complete experience is only by the gopis. So Tasabara Grasa Shishi, amongst all the residents of Vrindavan, the Kapalik Yogi Guru, that is Mahaprabhu's mind, Tasabara Grasa Shishi, it desires the remnants of the gopis. Ani Panchendriya Shishi, and the disciples, which are the senses, they bring those remnants of the gopis. Se Bhikshaya Rakhena Jivan. And the guru, Kapalik Yogi, in this way maintains his life. So it's a very important thing here that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind also desires the remnants of the gopis. So what the gopis have already tasted, the remnants of that are desired by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a very elevated sentiment known as Manjari Bhava, because the Manjaris desire the remnants of the gopis. Translation is as follows. The gopis of Rajabhumi always taste the nectar of Krishna's attribute, his beauty, his sweetness, his aroma, the sound of his flute, touch of his body. My mind's five disciples, the senses of perception, gather remnants of that nectar from the gopis and bring them to the yogi of my mind. The senses maintain their lives by eating those remnants. So this is what the mind, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind himself desires. That is, he is aspiring here for Manjari Bhav. Because in Ta Sabara Grasa Sheshe, he wants the remnants of the gopis. He doesn't want direct relishment of Krishna's beauty. Very nice. Next. Shunya Kunja Mandap Kone Yoga Abhyasa Krishna Dhyane Taha Rahe Laya Shishya Gana Krishna Atmani Ranjana Sakshat Dekhite Mana Dhyane Ratri Kare Jagarana. So earlier Krishna was present, because earlier Mahaprabhu was experiencing union from Krishna in his dream. But now he's experiencing separation. So in Vrindavan, Shunya Kunja Mandap Kone. So he has gone to that same place, but now there is no Krishna. It is Shunya Kunja. Yoga Abhyasa Krishna Dhyane. So it is meditating continuously like a yogi upon Krishna. Taha Rahe Laiya Shishya Gana, taking his 10 disciples of his 10 senses. He is staying there in Vrindavan in separation from Krishna. Krishna Atma Niranjana. Krishna is his only object of meditation. Sakshat Dekhite Mana, in order to see that Krishna again in Vrindavan, because Krishna has left now. Dhyane Ratri Kare Jagaran. This yogi of his mind is performing Jagaran. As I said, Jagaran is also one of the stages of separation. So, the yogi of Mahaprabhu's mind is experiencing another stage of separation named Jagaran, or waking up at night. There is a solitary garden where Krishna enjoys his pastimes. In one corner of a pavilion in that garden, the yogi of my mind, along with his disciple, practices mystic yoga. Wanting to see Krishna directly, the yogi remains awake throughout the night meditating on Krishna, who is the super soul uncontaminated by the three modes of nature. Finally, Mahaprabhu says, Mana Krishna Viyogi, Dukhe Mana Haila Yogi, Sevi Yoge Dasha Dashahai. Sedarshaye vyakul haiya, maragera palaiya, shunya mora sharira alaya. In this way, my mind is V-yogi, Vishesh yogi, a special yogi. And V-yogi also means somebody who is experiencing separation from Krishna. So my mind is a V-yogi, Dukhe Mana Haila Yogi. And in great distress, my mind has become a Kapalik Yogi. This is a purely metaphorical description. Se V-yoge Dasha Dasha Hoy. And in this separation, this yogi has taken upon 10 stages of separation. Se Dashaya Vyakul Haya, being completely distressed by these 10 stages of separation. Mana Gela Palaya, my mind has run away from my body to Vrindavan. Shunya Mora Sharira Alay, my body has become completely empty. And this is my condition now. Oh, this is the translation. When my mind lost the association of Krishna and could no longer see him, my mind became depressed and took up mystic yoga. In the void of separation from Krishna, he experienced 10 transcendental transformations. Agitated by these transformations, my mind fled, leaving my body, this place of residence, empty. Thus, I am completely in trance. So, dear devotees, when the mind leaves the body, the final stage, that is Mrityu, comes. So, this final stage is almost about to come on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because his mind, his senses have completely left his body. So, the 10th stage of separation, Mrityu, is about to happen. But it will never happen, because his associates will bring him back to the other embankment, which is union, by singing songs from Jaidev Goswami, Chandidas and Vidyapati. They will manage to bring Mahaprabhu back to the embankment of union. And in this way, Mahaprabhu will keep swimming from one embankment to another embankment and keep experiencing the desires of Srimati Radharani, the happiness of Srimati Radharani, and the transcendental pain of Srimati Radharani. In this way, he will fulfill his own desires, and he will also distribute pure love of Bhagwan to all the living entities of this age of Kali. Dear devotees, these were a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila, very cryptic verses. I tried my best to explain these verses. So, thank you very much, dear devotees. Yadatra skharitam kinchet vidvam saha purayantu tat. Yadatra saushtavam kinchet tad guru reva me nahi. Yadatra skharitam kinchet, if there was any mistake, I'm sure there were many mistakes. Vidvam saha purayantu tat. All of you are learned devotees, please correct me. Yadatra saushtavam kinchet, if there was anything that you liked, please know that tad guru reva, it belongs to my guru janas, me nahi. It doesn't belong to me. Thank you very much, dear devotees, once again. Thank you very much, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Priti Virasini Mataji for kindly inviting me here to speak something on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Such a beautiful, beautiful presentation. Surely no one else could have done justice to these verses. We are so grateful for you coming here and then giving this wonderful presentation and throwing some light on these verses, which were so hard to understand. Thank you very much, Prabhu. I don't have any questions. Kitta Sundari Mataji, you want to take over?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant class, I should say. I'm so glad that, you know, you heard our prayers, you heard our request, and you came on the call. And no, as Preeti Vilasini mentioned, that nobody could have done justice to these verses. These are so encrypted verses, and so wonderfully you go decoded. And after listening to your, you know, things, yeah, listening to your presentation, it looks like these verses were so simple. But really, Prabhu, now we could really, at least a little bit, could understand these verses. So I'm really, really, really very indebted to you. So grateful to you that you came on the call and you enlightened us. I just have one quick question. And what is, like you mentioned about Tarja. So can you give any example of this Tarja from Srimad Bhagavatam?
So, you know, there are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna disappears from the Rasa Leela, so all the gopis become very, they become mad, and they go to each and every tree, and one of the tree they go to is Ashwatha, and they ask the Ashwatha tree, they are, you know, asking, can you please show us where is Krishna? Can you please show us where is Krishna? So externally, they are, you know, it is pralap. Pralap means they are just blabbering something. But internally, it has a, you know, very deep meaning associated with it. So internally, the acharyas have given the meanings of each and every, you know, statement that the gopis have made to all the various trees, palash, tulsi, ashwatha, etc. So, for example, when the gopis go to the Ashwatha tree and they start crying in front of the Ashwatha tree, at that point of time, the acharyas, you know, they explain that the gopis are saying to the Ashwatha tree that Ashwatha, in the Shastra, you are described as Sansara Rupam. And in this Shastra where you are described as Sansara Rupam, if that is true, then please show us Samsara Rupam. So, did you understand, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
That's Hari Suri. Yeah. Says to the Ashwatha tree, Ashwatha, you are Samsara Rupam. In the Bhagavad Gita, you are described as Samsara Rupam. You are described as the form of the universe. But if that is true, then show us some sar rupam. Sam means complete. Sar means essence of beauty. And rupam is the form of Krishna, which is the complete essence of beauty. So if you are some sar rupam, show us some sar rupam. So
awesome. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. So Hare Krishna, dear devotees. We will not be able to unmute everybody because there are a lot of participants. So I'll request everybody can raise their hands or put your questions on chat box. So now I request Taruni Radha Mataji, you can unmute yourself and then you can ask your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for today's beautiful class. My question was, Prabhuji, in the beginning you were mentioning, when we hear about the whole of Chaitanya Leela, right? When Lord Gauranga first has darshan of Lord Jagannath in Puri, he sees him as his Ishta Devata, that is Shyamasundar. And then he runs towards Lord Jagannath, right? And then at the end, during this Antya Leela, we're seeing that Gauranga now is able to see Jagannath as Jagannath instead of Shyamasundar. So how does this shift in consciousness happen in Gauranga?
Yeah. Very nice, very nice. This shift in consciousness is very important. See, in Shri, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have stayed in Shri Vrindavan Dham, then he would experience what is known as constant union with Krishna, because in Vrindavan, everything reminds Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Krishna. In Vrindavan, in fact, it reminds him so much of Krishna that Imli Tala, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took back the color of Krishna, that is blackish color of Krishna upon himself. So Vrindavan is the abode of union. And in Navadvip, he was experiencing separation from Krishna and crying. But Jagannath Puri is that abode in which union and separation are simultaneously combined in one container. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can easily switch between union and separation in only one abode, and that is Jagannath Puri. Because Jagannath Puri, it gives him the impression of being Vrindavan, and at the same time, it also gives him the impression of not being Vrindavan. So when both these impressions are present simultaneously in the same container, so he can experience union and separation staying in the same place, and therefore Jagannath Puri is the ideal place for him to spend his final years of life. So I hope that clarifies the question, the answer.
So it's at his own will that the consciousness change takes place, Prabhuji? I was not able to get that last part.
Yeah, I mean, not at his own will, depending upon the external circumstances, yeah, and depending upon the time of the day, depending upon what songs the devotees are singing around him. So there is something called as alamban, uddipan. What uddipan is present, depending upon that, his mood keeps changing from time to time. But it is assured that it keeps changing from union to separation and separation to union.
So this kind of change happens only in the last Antya Leela, right? In the middle part, he's always seeing Lord Jagannath as Shyamasundar, correct, Prabhuji? Because when that Anavasa happens, he's missing Jagannath so much as Shyamasundar. He's not feeling like that. So that happens only in the end, during the Gambhir.
In the end, it starts boiling more. And when does that happen? There is a particular section in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Advaita Acharya also sends a tarja, a cryptic verse. That baula kahile loke nabikaye chaula, and there is a cryptic verse with Advaita Acharya sends to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which says that your external purpose is now fulfilled. Everybody has now become devotee here. Harinam is being spread by all the various devotees, so you don't need to do that. Now you focus on your internal desires. So from that time onwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes more and more serious in his relishment of separation from Krishna. So that is the point of time after which that happens.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Srinath Prabhu, you have posted your question. Would you like to ask personally? You can unmute.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Parshad. So, Prabhu, I was drawing parallel from, Bhagavad Gita also in 11th chapter. Krishna says, I am situated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. And then we also heard from you, Krishna do not have any, material realization of pain and distress. And still we see chinta, worrying as a very virtuous emotion of the devotees, as well as it's a very key emotion of the demons. And as a conditioned soul, we are also entrapped with worrying. So what is the difference between all these three, and how Krishna reciprocates, given he is situated in everyone's heart?
Right. So there is a chinta which is a byproduct of a chinta which is a byproduct of the material world, And this chinta is present in the heart of all conditioned living entities. But then there is also what is called as chinta, which is a transitory emotion for somebody who is experiencing bhakti ras. Now, in bhakti ras, the chinta which is there, that chinta also is immensely relishable, because if it was suffering, if it was material suffering, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not want to relish it, you know, even once. The fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to relish it again and again and is not satisfied is because the chinta which is present in bhakti ras, that chinta is of a completely different nature than the chinta which is present here in the material world. So that chinta which is present in bhakti ras, that is something which only somebody who has attained the stage of raganuga bhakti or bhava bhakti or prema bhakti can experience. But once they experience it, then they don't, you know, fall into the trap of the material world ever again. So these emotions may be present in the spiritual domain also, but in the spiritual domain, they give immense pleasure. Now, what to speak of in the spiritual domain also? Let me give an example of this in the material world also. See, I stay in a place called as Mumbai, and Mumbai is, you know, responsible for creating most of the songs that are produced in India. So, Srinath Prabhu, amongst all the songs, you know, songs are of two types. One is songs of union and another is songs of separation. So, Srinath Prabhu, you please tell me which songs are more appreciated in the material world, songs of union or songs of separation?
Yeah, our sweetest songs are those which reminds of the saddest thing. Songs of separation.
But if separation is sad, why do people want to listen to it more?
Yeah, I got your point.
So, the ras which is there in separation is very sweet. Mm-hmm. Even in the material world. What to speak of in the spiritual world? So, I hope, Prabhu, that the point is conveyed.
Yes, Prabhu. But I still have some confusion between the, you know, worry is the topmost thing that the demons do. And Krishna respond to it very differently. And how Krishna respond to a worry of a conditioned soul. This was the second part. And how he respond. So is he intensify the worry of a devotee? So he may experience more separation. Because this is happening in, you know, Gaurang Leela as well as in, you know, Krishna Leela in Vrindavan.
For somebody who has not seen Krishna even once, Krishna will try to reduce their anxieties and worries, because that if Krishna wants to show himself once first, before, and then after somebody has seen Krishna once, then Krishna may increase once again the chinta of separation. But if we have not even seen Krishna once, then that chinta, Krishna will definitely try to reduce and not try to prolong it. Because Krishna has to show himself once. We have to have experience of union first before having experience of separation. So in order to flow in the river of love, we have to begin on the embankment of union. But if we have not even had a single opportunity of seeing Krishna or interacting with Krishna, then the first thing to do is to experience union with Krishna, and then after that comes separation from Krishna. So that is the answer. So in case of the conditioned soul, Krishna first tries to drive away the anxiety of separation by, you know, manifesting union. And after he has manifested union, then again he puts them into anxiety sometimes by manifesting separation. That is the answer.
Okay. So can I have one more follow-up question?
So
the devotees who are engaged in like deity worship of their deities, they have this this anxiety. What will happen to those deities once they leave the planet? So how Krishna address to this anxiety? So they are serving, but as they are closing to their last lap of their life. So how this chinta will be addressed?
Yes. So what usually happens, this chinta was also there with Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami has written what is known as Antim Sankalpa Patram, his final will. And in his final will is full of anxieties about who will take care of Radha Damodar. So he has expressed immense amount of chinta in relation to the seva of his deities. But this is the chinta of a sadhaka, not the chinta of a siddha. Because as a siddha, they interact directly with Krishna and there is no deity worship as a siddha. So as a siddha, they interact directly with Krishna. But as a sadhaka, they definitely have chinta about who will carry out their services. And those chintas are taken care of Krishna by, allocating that deity worship to some proper qualified devotee. So just as Srila Jiva Goswami's chinta of who will worship Radha Damodar, it was taken care of by one devotee named Krishnadas Brahmachari. And from there, all the other sevayats of Radha Damodar took over the worship of the deity. So similarly, all the chintas that a sadhak has, Krishna addresses them by arranging something. But the sadhak has to have real attachment and real chinta in order for Krishna to manifest something substantial. So that is the answer to the query.
Srinath Prabhu, you are already unmuted. Hope
thank you, Prabhu. Very satisfied with your answer. Thank you.
Thank you for your wonderful question. Thank you, Prabhuji. Anyone else has any questions, any comments? Okay, Sureshwar Shyam Prabhu has raised. Okay, Prabhu, I have unmuted you. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you very much for your nice explanation and conduit to understanding these pastimes, which are very difficult. So, Prabhuji, one thing, just for my understanding, I'm asking this question, Prabhu. What is the purpose, Prabhu, that we are seeing, these intense feelings of Mahaprabhu, these internal reasons? So as a devotee, what is our purpose of understanding these difficult aspects?
The thing is, we have our service to Radha Krishna goes through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the entire purpose of being a Gaudiya Vaishnava is to relieve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his feelings of separation. So whatever Radha Krishna Padavalis or whatever pastimes of Radha Krishna that we are learning, we should try to sing them for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is undergoing these intense experiences of separation. And we should offer all of them as service to Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, to Sri Rai Ramanand. So they will sing it for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be pleased on hearing some of these verses of union of Radha and Krishna. And in that way, reading of Radha Krishna Leela is like a service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the perfection of our lives. Because once we render such a confidential service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, definitely we will be accepted as internal associates of Srimati Radharani and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So that is the purpose, to make us aware of what Mahaprabhu is going through, and so that all devotees should endeavor to relieve the separation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I hope that clarifies.
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. And very helpful to listen to all the devotees who are talking on these chapters. Otherwise, it's very complicated and we may not even read, Prabhu. So now it makes us one step closer to read and release these pastimes, Prabhu. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu, for very, very beautiful answer. Okay, Omkar Prabhu, you can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, I had two questions. First question is regarding this, that sometimes like we are told with devotees, as Prabhupada said, that Chaitanya Charitamrita is their postgraduate study. So we may not take to Chaitanya Charitamrita directly, but we may hear such lectures which give so much enthusiasm for us and help us in our bhakti life. So is it actually good to hear our lectures? Because sometimes we do not have our Gurujanas personally, so we cannot also ask them. So this doubt comes up many a times.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have interest in hearing such lectures.
Right. So there is a statement by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The statement is that there are some individuals who think that they will first read Srimad Bhagavatam and then read Chaitanya Charitamrita. But the actual essence of Srimad Bhagavatam will be understood only by the person who reads it after reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Which means Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita first, one gets to see the practical example of all the teachings that are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then when one reads Srimad Bhagavatam, one is able to relate to everything that is there in it, because one can see it personified in the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For this very reason, when Srila Prabhupada wrote his Srimad Bhagavatam, he also included a very detailed life sketch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the beginning. Otherwise, what is the reason of including such a long life sketch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the beginning of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam? Those of us who have read a BBT Bhagavatam will see that at the beginning of the first canto, there is a long life sketch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being described. Question is, Bhagavatam has nothing to do with the Chaitanya Leela. Why describe Chaitanya Leela before describing Bhagavatam? It is to fulfill that statement of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that only that person will truly understand Srimad Bhagavatam who has read Srimad Bhagavatam after understanding Chaitanya Charitamrita. So to fulfill that statement of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in a certain way, Srila Prabhupada also placed a long life sketch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before beginning the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And one can read Chaitanya Leela, it's postgraduate study, yes. But if one is able to understand the Siddhantas under the guidance of a proper person who has understood the Siddhantas himself, then one can easily relish the message of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And some sections one may not be able to understand, but most of the sections one will be able to understand. And then one's reading of Bhagavatam will be very relishable because one already knows the example before reading the theory. So having an example in front of us before reading the theory gives us immense benefit. And that is the benefit of reading Chaitanya Charitamrita before reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So although it is said it is postgraduate study, but there is no, you know, hard and fast rules or restrictions. If somebody is qualified and somebody has a proper guide, one can read Chaitanya Charitamrita even before reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So I hope that answer is satisfactory.
Yes, just a second question, a small question. Guruji, sometimes we see that some individuals get connected to through ISKCON, through Bhakti. But afterwards, they have some doubts regarding some concepts or some things, which our acharyas have explained, but still they cannot accept it. So they go to other paramparas. But at the same time, after going, some people like they blaspheme our acharyas over some points, like parampara and many other points. So it becomes difficult, like sometimes it's like it's difficult to understand. Will they attain perfection? Because although fine, they cannot match here, so they are going there. But when they blaspheme, then it's blaspheme of devotees, right? So will they attain perfection due to such things?
Yes. So the thing is, there are some individuals who think that, you know, I should have a parampara in which everything is perfect. And only when I have such a parampara, and then I will go to such a parampara, and then I will perfect my life. And they have these concepts and they may, you know, leave the association of one Sangha and they may go to another Sangha. And that keeps happening. Somebody leaves quietly, no problem. Somebody leaves and then starts blaspheming their former gurus. Then that is definitely not good and we should not associate with such individuals. I can speak for my own self. You know, there are many occasions in which individuals have come to me and said, you know, there are so many more qualified Vaishnavas available outside the society of ISKCON. Why don't you go and take shelter of them? So I always said that there is, with great pride, I say, whatever it is, there is nobody who has read the Srimad Bhagavatam as many times as my Guru Maharaj. So if you can find such a person, please let me know. But I could not find any person like that, because he has been reading Srimad Bhagavatam since the age of 5 years, and all the characteristics of a pure devotee I found in my Gurujanas. And my Gurujanas, specifically my Guru Maharaj, he was personally asked by Srila Prabhupada to give initiation. So what more do I need in my life? So I don't need to go outside anywhere, and I am very happy wherever I am. So if somebody is not happy with the ISKCON society, okay, still my humble suggestion is be happy in one place, but don't criticize anybody else. If you can do these two things, chant Krishna's name and don't criticize anybody, that will be very nice. But if somebody criticizes, then I stay away from them, because the world is full of people who are dissatisfied with others. Why should I become a part of, you know, their distasteful life? As far as I am concerned, I have immense faith in the ability of my guru, and I have immense faith in the ability of my Shiksha gurus. So I have absolutely no doubt in them. So why should I ever change my society? My Guru Maharaj is, you know, one of those personalities who has read Srimad Bhagavatam not using a computer, but he has, you know, is from the previous generation of Vidwans, and he has read the Srimad Bhagavatam with all the commentaries. What more do I need? In my life, I got everything. So I hope, Prabhu, that answer is satisfactory. Hare Krishna.
Onkar Prabhu, you can unmute yourself.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you. It was very good.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj ki jai. Okay, so do we have any more questions, any comments? Anybody wants to raise their hand or wants to write their question on chat box? Okay, we'll give another 30 seconds if anybody wants to raise their hand. Okay, so if not, then we'll end up our class here. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much for wonderful session as well as wonderful question and answer session. That was really an icing on the cake. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your association. And we'll stop here. Let's pay obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vanchakalpa Tirupatsthi Kripasindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Anant Koti Vaishnavrindhi Ki Jai Nam Acharya Shilaridas Thakur Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai His Grace God Hari Parshad Prabhu Ki Jai
Jai
Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.